164 and 165, request of Laura Loforti to address council regarding partnership and growth opportunities with Open Signal in the community. 165, request of Kalima Abioto to address council regarding Open Signal.
Hello, thank you for having us. I'm Laura Loforti. I'm the co-founder and co-director of Vempo Mosaic, and the city has been already incredibly generous and kind in supporting our effort. So I don't need to tell you what we do because you all look familiar with it, but I'm here to tell you how Open Signal Portland Community Media has been an incredible partner for us, and I would say that these stories wouldn't have been possible without this partnership. These stories are told by community members. They are captured and edited by community members. And as many of you seen during our screenings, they are cherished by hundreds of people. And since we started 3 years ago, we've been overwhelmed by the amount of people who want to tell the stories. These are stories that are kind of forgotten, left out by history books. And so we have a waiting list of people who want to share their experience in 1940s, 1950s in Vanport and then in Albina, North Portland. And we've also been overwhelmed by people who want to help in this effort and being trained and help capturing these stories before we lose the opportunity. The narrators are in their 80s and 90s, so it's a pretty urgent effort. And it's been a struggle to meet this demand, which is a great problem to have for a community-based organization. So thanks to this partnership, we've been able to give access to anyone who wants to help, and they have access to incredible media equipment, and we are able to offer free workshops using the space. As we speak, actually, we took advantage of this little break to continue the planning on the next workshop in March. And among the many people who will be able to train, there is an 8-year-old boy who loves history and wants to interview someone who was his age when he was during the Vampire Flood. There is also a lady who is going to interview her mom. She's 88, and she's been in Vanport, and she became then a community activist and then went to fund the Portland Black United Front. So these are the stories that need to be told. There is another initiative I'm excited to share that's been possible because of Open Signal. During this year's festival, at the end of May, we'll be able to have an Airstream with a recording studio inside and park it in front of different venues during the festival and invite people to share their experience in terms of home displacement and a sense of community. So these are the stories that need to be told, and we are able to do it thanks to Open Signal. And we need more of these opportunities, never like today, I would say. We need an opportunity to acknowledge everyone's history in this city. Thank you for the opportunity.
Hello, my name is Kalima Abioto. Thank you for your time today. I'm currently an artist in residence through Open Signal's Nightlight program in collaboration with the Regional Arts and Culture Council. So first of all, I've been deeply inspired and moved by the incredible people on staff and the growing community. Having been involved with Portland Community Media more than 6 years ago, I've seen its amazing transition. There is noticeably more community engagement and many more people reaching out. In a critical time in our society, it's important that we use the media to address cultural and social issues and bridge this growing divide. I see this happening daily at Open Signal. Through my grant and residency, I was able to attend a video art conference in Mali, West Africa last year. As filmmakers, there can be many barriers to entry, many of them being financial. The leadership team at the organization allowed me to pursue this grant and this program, providing an unprecedented opportunity, which continues to influence my artwork to this day. The film that I captured through using Open Signal equipment overseas infused the project I'm working on now through the residency. It's been a great blessing in my life. In light of the election, many people are looking for ways to utilize their skills to creatively address the problems we face in our society. Media and film is a natural organism for this kind of work. You need a sound engineer. You need a camera operator. You need a director. We all play a part in creating solutions. At a time when we are so insulated, bridging our divides to do something together, to do something greater, is how we will move forward. And we can with safe, supportive spaces like OpenSignal. Anyone can have access to high-quality equipment and collaborate with people who know how to use it. Through film, OpenSignal is a medium of social change. This Saturday, I would like to invite everyone to attend our inaugural open house at OpenSignal from 4 to 10 p.m. I will be on site along with many other artists. There will be food and interactive art pieces from artists and students and community members. We would love to see everyone there. Thank you for your time and for your support.